Our podcast guest this week is Teresa Morrissey, the IFA's aquaculture executive. We're discussing the annual general meeting, which was held online this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. There was, however, good news for fish farmers.
Yeah, we had a good day, Tom. It was our first online AGM, as everything lives on the World Wide Web these days. It was a very good, it was well attended. We had over almost 60 members online at the peak of it, given technical issues and all that. So it was quite successful from that point of view. So we're quite happy with the engagement. We had an address from our own IFA president, Tim Cullinan, and we also had the Minister for Agriculture, Food and Marine, Charlie McConnell-Logue, and his officials in attendance as well. So overall, we were quite happy with the day. We had an announcement from the Minister for COVID-19 Aquaculture Support Scheme, something that we've been looking for in IFA for the last 6-7 months. What that means, Tom, essentially, is that funds that were available under the current EMFS programme, we were seeking to have that reallocated to a sufficient scheme to aid aquaculture producers, specifically the shellfish producers that have been fairly hard hit under the COVID-19 crisis. They've lost a lot of their markets. Some shellfish producers haven't had many sales, if any at all, in the last number of months. So this will go some way in helping them. Now, no scheme that we ever get from the government is ever enough. So it's something, it's a start. It's something I would hope that the framework of a scheme has now been put in place for aquaculture, which is something we haven't had before. And it's something I hope we'll be able to build on under the next EMFS programme.
So when will people receive payouts under the scheme?
My understanding is they should receive payouts before the end of the year. I know that time frame is tight because of the regulation, the European regulation that allowed for reallocation of the funds under EMFS rules. That piece of legislation is actually only valid from the 1st of February until the 31st of December of 2020. That's why we were quite anxious in IFA, because the clock was ticking against us the closer we got to the 31st of December, that it may or may not happen and that we would get anything at all. So we're quite happy that we've got something. As I said, it's never enough. We'd always be pushing for more, and we will look for more as the COVID crisis isn't going anywhere. But my understanding is they should receive payout by the end of the year. BIM will be opening up for applications in early November, and it'll be quite a short turnaround, I believe. So there'll be only maybe a window of 2 or 3 weeks where applications will be accepted and then the scheme will close. So I'd encourage anyone that may be eligible that can contact myself if they have any questions about eligibility, and I can give them whatever information that I have, and contact your local regional BIM officer as well over the next few weeks to see where you stand.
It seems this is a step forward. Is it the first, or is it one that you hope there'll be more positive recognition of the industry which you've been striving for as a result of this?
Oh, definitely, Tom. It's a first in my eyes anyway. I'm not sure I remember too many schemes in the name of aquaculture over the years. I know there has been many, many years long before my time. Many years ago, there was a salmon hardship scheme and the like, but this is a first in terms of a scheme specifically for aquaculture. We've had many, many crises in the sector over the years through mortalities and different disease issues and biotoxin problems and all the rest of it, that have hard hit different parts of the industry at times. But we've rarely got financial support from the state. So it's a positive step forward in that sense that we've got that support now. And from the point of view of recognition, I felt it was always very important that we would get that financial support purely to recognise the sector and the important part that it plays in the COVID recovery, because we're a primary producer. And as we all know, we really need our primary producers to step up to the mark to get us through the recovery period of COVID, keep the economy going. Aquaculture is one of those primary producers that is still keeping people in jobs. We've managed to weather through the very, very difficult few months that we've had with implementing social distancing on site, having to rework their processes and processing plants and so on and so forth. And the sector has overcome all of those challenges up to now. So those that were really hard hit financially and having taken a loss of sales, because as we know, food service and hospitality across the world, just the bottom just fell out of that market overnight. And those sales were lost. literally, like you flick a switch, those sales were gone. So as I said, a lot of people have been very hard hit, particularly with shellfish, because you can't process it and freeze it and so on and so forth. It's where oysters are concerned, definitely it's something you have to really manage very carefully. You can't process it and save it for another day. Once you're harvesting out, that's your product gone to market. There's no market for it to go to. You can't harvest out. So it was very important for them that they got something to help them out over the next few months to weather this out further.